What is neurodiversity?
What is it about these people?
Dyslexia.
Autism spectrum.
ADHD.
Gifted.
Dysgraphia.
All brains are different.
It's okay to be who you are.
This is the Neurodiversity Podcast.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 89, Releasing the Potential of High-Ability Kids. I'm Emily Kircher-Morris, the author of the forthcoming book, Teaching Twice Exceptional Learners in Today's Classroom, which is coming your way August 24th. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but summer is moving along. To help us get ready for another school year, we're going to talk to a 46-year veteran of education, Dr. Jim Delisle, about ways teachers can recognize neurodivergent kids in their classroom, find ways to take care of their unique needs, and unlock their potential for success. Jim Delisle is a favorite guest of ours, and you'll find out why in just a minute. If you're on Facebook, please search for our group and join us. We are growing every day, and we're using your input to help decide subjects we talk about here and specific questions that we ask our guests. All you have to do is find the Neurodiversity Podcast Advocacy and Support Group. There's a link on our website, neurodiversitypodcast.com. Here he is.
Hi, I'm Jim Delisle, and I've been an educator for 46 years. This is my swan song. This will be my last year of teaching. In fact, next Friday will be my last day of high school teaching. And it's always been great to be on this broadcast.
Up next.
As a new school year approaches, educators and school administrators are looking for new and better ways of identifying, supporting, and challenging gifted and twice exceptional students. A new book by Emily Kircher-Morris, Teaching Twice Exceptional Learners in Today's Classroom, gives you guidelines for identifying and understanding 2E students, helps you provide strength-based instruction, motivate them, and help them with self-regulation. It contains important information to help educators advocate for 2E students, including what they need to know about individualized education plans or IEPs and the Section 504 plan process. This important new book is now available for pre-order, and we're giving our listeners a 25% discount off the regular price. Go to neurodiversitypodcast.com, click the link, and enter the promo code 2EBOOK to buy the book and get the discount. Teaching Twice Exceptional Learners in Today's Classroom. Available for pre-order now and on store shelves August 24th. This is the Neurodiversity Podcast.
Joining us now is Jim Delisle, and we've invited him to talk about chipping away at the walls that often surround neurodivergent kids, ideas on how to support their social and emotional needs, and also how teachers can bring those ideas into their classrooms. Jim, thank you so much for being here. And I think a good place to start is with the question, why? Why is explicit social and emotional support so important for our kids?
I think the first thing is, rather than answer the question directly, I want you to think, and all the listeners also, that who are the teachers that they remember the most, they remember most fondly? They tended to be not the ones that did a great job teaching math, but they might have, but they were the ones who got to know you, who got to know your strengths, your weaknesses, your limitations, your fears,